try to picture the land outside the train windows as it might have looked to Lewis and Clark in 1803. They were about to leave the rough but relatively comfortable forts and settlements near the Mississippi River and set off west into unknown territory. Outside Hartford, Illinois, the train passes close to Camp River Du Bois, their home for nearly 4 months as they prepared for the expedition. President Thomas Jefferson, upon doubling the size of the United States with a Louisiana Purchase in 1803, was eager to have explorers map and survey this mostly unexplored region. This landmass of over 800,000 square miles was purchased from France for about 5 cents per acre and encompassed vital parts of Louisiana, all the land along the Mississippi River, stretching northwest to Montana, covering all or part of 14 present-day U.S. states. Jefferson's instructions to Captains William Clark and Meriwether Lewis went as follows. The object of your mission is to explore the Missouri River and such principal streams of it as, by its course and communication with the waters of the Pacific Ocean, whether the Columbia, Oregon, Colorado, or any other river, may offer the most direct and practicable water communication across this continent for the purposes of commerce. Upon President Jefferson's instructions, Lewis and Clark set off from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in 1803, picking up recruits from army posts and towns along the way. When the band arrived in St. Louis in December of 1803, news of the Louisiana Purchase had not yet reached the Spanish officials who still controlled the country west of the Mississippi. The expedition was forced to wait out the winter on the east side of the river a few miles north of St. Louis. How would you spend your time if you were camping along the Mississippi River from December to April? Lewis and Clark kept their men busy at Camp River Du Bois. They trained recruits, obtained maps, gathered supplies, and built boats. Their efforts and careful preparation were rewarded by the fulfillment of the expedition's objectives. Lewis and Clark's party traveled over 8,000 miles in the 2.5 years after departing Camp River Du Bois, mapping large territories and major rivers, and proving that overland travel to the Pacific Ocean was feasible, even though river travel was not. They achieved peaceful cooperation with many Indian tribes and documented the lifestyles and customs of these diverse groups. They also made significant contributions to zoology and botany by carefully drawing and describing numerous new species of plants and animals, including the grizzly bear, prairie dog, pronghorn antelope, and mountain goat. The careful preparation, resourcefulness, and bravery of the Lewis and Clark Corps of Discovery strengthened U.S. claims to areas which are now Washington and Oregon and initiated an era of further exploration and commercial development of the West.